Renee Zurich's mother was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease about 4 years ago. She bought a house in Orchard Park so she could live with her. But overall, her mom, Carol Caspin, has been able to stay fairly independent with a steady routine.
She had been doing a lot of volunteer work, which kept her very active and with her friends. You know, she had, you know, quite a bit of a social life. We do with our church as well.
Since COVID-19 disrupted that routine last month, Zurich says her mom has changed.
I noticed that my mom's memory has declined. It's difficult knowing that that probably won't come back once we can be around people again, because these declines, Alzheimer's doesn't really get better. It just continues to decrease. So it's been difficult to see.
And Zurich no longer gets much of a respite. She was furloughed from her job 2 weeks ago.
I did have a break. I used to be able to go to work, and that would give me kind of a mental break, but that mental break isn't there anymore.
Experts say routine is critical for Alzheimer's patients, and respite may be just as key for their caregivers. So New York's shutdown can be particularly difficult for the state's roughly 400,000 residents living with Alzheimer's disease, as well as the estimated 1 million people who look after them.
So there's a lot of different factors coming in with this outbreak that makes it tougher for people with a caregiver or somebody living with a type of dementia.
Katie Keith Badeau is the director of care consultation for the Alzheimer's Association of Western New York. The association says dementia itself probably doesn't increase the risk of COVID-19, but dementia-related behaviors might.
As far as remembering to wash your hands, remembering not to touch your face, when you're struggling with memory loss, that's going to be tough. I know one family I was working with, they were trying to get their loved one with dementia to remember to wash their hands throughout the day. And so he decided to write on his hand, "Wash me." So every time he looked down, he saw it, and it prompted him to do it.
It's on caregivers to make sure they stay safe, but they're not getting much relief right now. Respite and adult day programs were shut down last month. Visiting nurses are still operating, but Badeau says many families have chosen to discontinue the service.
They don't want people coming into the home, and they don't want to spread anything they may have, so they aren't utilizing those services, even if they are available like they used to.
The Alzheimer's Association is offering some free help. While they can't hold care consultations, classes, or support groups in person, they are holding them remotely. They already had a 24/7 helpline, which is coming in handy now.
Thank you for calling the Alzheimer's Association.
Gracias por llamar al Alzheimer's Association.
They also already posted online classes, but they're now offering them live via Google Hangouts, like a class earlier this month on communication.
So, communication strategies. Part of effective communication, I think, is understanding what communication really is.
Their roughly 30 support groups have also shifted online. Zurich was part of a daughters-only support group that met at Harris Hill Nursing Home. They now meet remotely via Google Hangouts.
You know, each person has their own qualities that are so helpful in this situation. You know, one person has great ideas. One other person is very down to earth and asks good questions. So it's great still to get together, even though it's online and not in person.
Badeau says support groups are crucial. She's seen it from both sides. She used to take care of her grandmother before she went into a nursing home.
And right now, a lot of us are feeling isolated in our homes. And so to have the option of calling up, and even if you're just listening to other caregivers share their stories of how their week went, how their month went, even if you're just listening and you don't feel comfortable sharing yet, that's fine. But I think it's hard to feel alone when you're surrounded by people who are living the same thing as you.
Tom Dinke, WBFO News.